Good morning, everyone. Well, in Washington, anyone in uniform or anyone who works at the Pentagon or around the United States or even around the world, any of the hundreds of thousands of people who are employed by the U.S. Defense Department will be looking at Elizabeth Buemiller and Tom Shanker's byline this morning in the New York Times. Cuts to the Defense Department, possibly as much as $450 billion over the next 10 years. And they were outlined in a conversation with the Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the reporters from our partner, the New York Times. Elizabeth Buemiller is one of the writers of that piece in the Times this morning. She's a Pentagon correspondent for our partner. Elizabeth Buemiller, good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of times Washington officials will float trial balloons in discussions of these kinds of budget cuts. What do you think the motivation for Leon Panetta is to get out in front of this right now? And what sort of cuts are we talking about?
We're talking about at least $450 billion over the next 10 years at the Pentagon. That was the deal reached with the White House and Congress, and the Pentagon has agreed to those. There may be more down the road, but right now they're looking at $450 billion, which when you take out spending for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which was going to come down anyway, that's about a 7 or 8% cut over the next 10 years. And why was Leon Panetta talking to us? He was trying to get out in front of what of the inevitable and just give some broad categories of where he saw the cuts coming in, such as in the very political issue of military pay and retirement, cutting the number of troops in the Army, cutting some major weapons purchases that are coming down the road, those kind of things, very controversial cuts.
How much of this is a document that seems to be a blueprint for real change in the Pentagon, change that might have been in the works before this, and how much of this is a real sort of fiscal emergency where we've just got to drop some stuff here?
I think it's both. I think the previous Defense Secretary, Bob Gates, was always trying to cut TRICARE, the really expensive health insurance of the military. Again, that's a really tough issue. He cut a lot of weapons programs himself. So this was kind of going to happen anyway. But I think what's surprising about this is that Leon Panetta wants to cut, suggested he was going to cut the Army lower than anticipated. And he also went on the record with a lot of these things ahead of the super committee decisions. So he just wanted to get out there in front of this is what he views as what needs to be done. Don't forget he's a former White House budget chief and a former budget chairman of the House Budget Committee.
Indeed, and former director of operations at the CIA.
Right.
So he knows where they're all buried, that's for sure.
Right.
Elizabeth Buemiller is a Pentagon correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Well, then finally, is there actually consensus here? I mean, we're used to the procurement process with the Pentagon where the Secretary of Defense cuts something, but then the senator and the congressman in the district where the thing
right.
is made come back and say, we're not going to do that. Is the cutting of these benefit programs even more controversial than some of those procurement weapons programs that can't seem to be killed?
Sure. And the Congress over the past number of years has often put, Gates tried to cut those and the Congress put them back in and said no. Same thing with a lot of the weapons programs. And Panetta, said he was considering cutting the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Everybody in the defense industry was kind of expecting that. The big question is how many. But that, of course, that was we'll see how Congress handles that.
And indeed, that will be the political story going forward. If this becomes a process for actually cutting the estimated $450 billion over the next 10 years, or if it becomes a campaign issue, probably both. Elizabeth Buemiller, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Buemiller is a Pentagon correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Go to thetakeaway.org, and you can see links to that story in the Times, which was exclusive this morning. Larry Korb joins us now, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former Assistant Secretary of Defense under the Reagan administration. Larry Korb, how ambitious do you think this program is for Leon Panetta to actually shepherd through the Congress?
It's not very ambitious at all, according to Elizabeth's story in the Times. It's 7 to 8% over 10 years. I mean, in the second Reagan administration, we did 10% in 4 years. Eisenhower and Nixon both did 30% in, 4 to 5 years. So, I mean, it's interesting the way people are talking. I mean, if you do the $450 billion, and as their story points out, you're back to $523 on average in the Cold War. We spent $450 billion, even if you control for inflation. So I think, again, they're really overreacting and making it much more difficult than it really should be.
Do you think this will be a campaign issue for members of Congress who don't want to cut the military under any circumstances, or are we moving forward on a program of real change at the Pentagon?
Well, I think you're moving forward. For example, one of the things they talked about the Army, before 9/11, the Army and after 9/11, the Army and the Marines added over 100,000 people. You're not going to invade any large, Middle East countries again, so you can go back to where you were in 9/11. That alone will get 100,000 troops off the payroll. And I thought the article was very good. You're going to emphasize special forces, cyber warfare. Another area they mentioned, nuclear weapons. I mean, we've just had an arms agreement with the Soviets. I don't think some Republicans, like Romney, might try and make it a campaign issue. But as their story points out, the fact of the matter is the Tea Party people want to make the cuts as well.
And, this is a very different environment in national security post 9/11 rather than some of the pre 9/11 numbers that you talked about. Larry Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, former assistant secretary of defense under the Reagan administration. Politically, can you argue for a pre 9/11 Pentagon in this era?
Well, nobody's talking about going to pre 9/11. Okay. It's basically doubled over the last decade. And if you cut it 7 or 8%, you're not going back. You'll still be, in other words, if you did not just Panettas, but sequestration, the other $600 billion, you'd be back to 2007. So most people don't understand that. I mean, if you just do the $450 billion, you'll be back to where we were in 2010.
Would you argue for that, doing the $600
billion? I think you should go back to the whole trillion over 10 years and get back, because that would give us real savings and would not jeopardize national security, because we won the Cold War with $450 billion. There's no reason why we can't win the quote-unquote war on terror.
And defeat Afghanistan for $600 billion. Larry Korb, a good point. The senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former assistant secretary of defense under the Reagan administration. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.